WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. There are early hopeful signs about the war in Gaza, with Hamas accepting parts of President Trump's peace plan and Israel saying it's preparing to implement a first step for release of the hostages. An update from the BBC's Sue Montgomery.
The Israeli army says it is reducing its offensive activities in Gaza at the instruction of the country's political leadership for the immediate implementation of the first stage of President Trump's peace proposal for Gaza. Mr. Trump had told Israel to stop bombing Gaza immediately after Hamas agreed to release all remaining hostages, living and dead.
Hamas has not signaled acceptance of demands that they disarm and surrender. Sean Diddy Combs was sentenced Friday to 4 years and 2 months in prison for two prostitution-related convictions, plus 5 years of supervised release and a $500,000 fine. CBS's Katrina Kaufman was in the courtroom.
Many people spoke in court, his attorneys, and most notably his children. That was extremely emotional. They were crying. They were talking about how much they respect their father and how hard it has been for them to not have him around. His lawyer, Nicole Westmoreland, also broke down crying when she talked about Sean Combs. She said that he had changed her life.
The government shutdown is going to continue for at least a few more days and possibly longer.
The Senate held another vote on the Republican-backed stopgap funding bill, and it has failed once again.
On this vote, the yeas are 54 and the nays are 44.
No one budged. The same three Democrats who have voted yes the last two times voted yes this time around as well. And the same with Senator Rand Paul, who has been and was again the only GOP member to vote against the bill. The chamber has adjourned for the weekend, so the next chance for a vote will be Monday. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
The Supreme Court has ruled to allow the Trump administration to end temporary protected status for 350,000 Venezuelan migrants in the United States, meaning they are no longer here legally, and that puts them at risk of immediate detention and deportation. Los Angeles City Hall was evacuated after a car crashed into the front steps of the building. After 2 hours, the driver walked toward police with his arms raised and was taken into custody. Mayor Karen Bass.
It's very important when incidents like this happen in our politically charged environment that we not rush to conclusion. One way or another, that this was political or it wasn't political. We do not know that. This obviously was an individual in distress.
A cardboard sign in the car's window read, "I need your help." This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Staples presents, That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Until 11-1, select models only.
At Boot Barn, we know you need a reliable work boot, a boot that has withstood the test of time. When you feed, build, and fuel the nation, you can't take chances, because you wake before the sun rises and end the day after it sets. Dating back to 1892, Thorogood takes pride in building high-quality work boots designed for hard-working people, because reliability comes first. Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
What's old is good again in a time of inflation.
Radiance Clinton is part of a growing number of young people shopping at secondhand stores.
You might find exactly what you're looking for, and you might find something that you're not looking for, but you still might end up liking it.
The online consignment site ThredUp says surveys indicate 58% of consumers sought out secondhand goods last year.
People are wearing secondhand clothes to the Oscars. People are wearing secondhand clothes to the Met Gala. And so it has become mainstream in ways that I didn't even anticipate, you know, when we started the business.
ThredUp CEO James Reinhart.
Everyone, I think, is looking for a great deal, I think, now more than ever.
Correspondent Steve Kathan reporting. Apple and Google blocked downloads of phone apps that flag sightings of U.S. immigration agents just hours after the Trump administration demanded that one of them be taken down. Users and developers of the app say it is their First Amendment right to capture what ICE is doing in their neighborhoods. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, warm with a low in the upper 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid-80s. More sunshine Sunday, windy, highs 80 to the low 80s. Rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. It's 69 degrees right now.
Bye. Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. And for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. And that's the way it seemed. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh, yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
Oh, yeah. Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Baby, I'm aware of where you go. Each time you leave.
Ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Plays upon her head.
I'm picking up good vibes. addictions a hurt man with her. Thank you.
about you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Hamas says it will release Israeli hostages in Gaza, but still needs to negotiate important elements of President Trump's peace plan. Trump told Israel to stop the bombing in Gaza to make the release happen, and CBS's Olivia Gaza reports Israel is responding.
What Prime Minister Netanyahu said that he agreed to, in the text of which we've seen, it was a phased withdrawal of the Israeli military to an agreed-upon but unspecified line within Gaza, as well as the release of close to 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, some of whom were serving life sentences.
The response from Hamas to the peace plan fell short of demands they disarm and surrender. Sean Diddy Combs will not be going home for years after his sentencing in New York on prostitution convictions.
In an emotional plea for